Cubitt Softball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubitts game against Rudder Lady Rangers is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Belisky Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Plan North Architecture, Apple Ford, Greenspan Profiles, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Dynamic Drains, Plumbing, and Drain Experts, Brenham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, Brandit Graphics, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services. We'll go to the field with your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Belisky Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Belisky works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Belisky's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Belisky's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Belisky at Belisky Water Well Service for a free estimate.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Rudder High School, where it is the Rudder Rangers taking, Rudder Lady Rangers taking on the Brenham Cubitts in high school softball action. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you, and of course this one for the Brenham Cubitts, an important game because they want to stay in the race for qualifying for a playoff spot in district. And to do that, they need to come out and get a win here tonight.
Ain't no doubt about it, Doug. The girls have, they've got a little rough road in front of them, but you know what? As long as you take it one game at a time, they're in the hunt.
Exactly. And, of course, tonight they've got Rudder. Later on this week, they'll be going to Huntsville. And then, of course, the big final two games next week, with A&M Consolidated and Lake Creek. And we'll take a look at the district standings here momentarily. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowner's insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So
So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Brenham Cup baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cup baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, member FDIC.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
All right, as we come back here, the Rudder Lady Rangers getting to take on the Brenham Cubs, and let's take a look at the district standings. And for District 17-5A, right now you've got Lake Creek, who is sitting at the top. They are a perfect 9-0 in district, and they've already clinched a playoff spot. And they've just been all over people again this year, 25-1 on the season. And I went back and looked, Tommy, because I was curious who that one lost to, and it was to Barbers Hill.
Oh, my gosh. A powerhouse.
Yeah, another powerhouse, yeah. And meanwhile, the number two spot currently occupied by College Station, they're 7-2. Then you've got A&M Consolidated in third, they're 5-3. Montgomery right now is in fourth place. They're 4-5. Cubettes are in fifth place. They are 3-5 coming into tonight. And then you got Huntsville, who's in sixth place at 2-7. And then Rudder is bringing up the rear at 0-8. And Cubettes trying to close the gap with themselves and Montgomery, and can do so with a big help if they can get a win here tonight. In the meantime, we see the umpires have made their way here, and let's go ahead and take another break and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff, who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Dana.
Brenham National Bank wants to welcome you to Washington County to visit the Bluebonnet Festival hosted by the Chapel Hill Historical Society on April 11th and 12th.
We are a community bank with all the latest and greatest technology.
Come by and visit our branch at 9005 U.S. Highway 290 East.
Come bank with us, where we make banking fun and easy. Brenham National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
All right, as we come back here, and it is the Brenham Cubettes taking on the Rudder Lady Rangers. And We found out before we went on the air, Tommy, that we got a chance for one of the Cubettes to hit a milestone tonight.
No doubt about it. Coach Roberts brought it to my attention that Kylie Baker needs 4 strikeouts to reach 300, which is pretty amazing feat. So let's hope she can do that this evening. And there's going to be a little pause in the game for a little while.
All right. Well, definitely looking forward to that. And we see her parents and grandparents are both here tonight. John and Melanie and Ken and Paula to cheer on tonight. So glad they could be here for her, and fingers crossed that she can hit that milestone this evening. And Cubettes, of course, main thing, though, looking for a win tonight, as we said, to keep pace with Montgomery for that final playoff spot. They got the one game behind with after tonight it'll be three. Well, tonight and then so 4 games total, and so we'll see how that all transpires. And we'll take another break when we come back and take a look at your starting lineups. First, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheered
now
on the Brenham
Bucks,
Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
Oh, no. It's heating up outside and our air conditioning is apparently working.
Chill out, big guy. I've already called Modern Air Solutions. With this Texas weather, they got us covered.
Modern Air Solutions specializes in servicing your existing unit as well as the installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. Find them on Facebook or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing options available. License number TACLA-741668.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks Baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubett Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball. Because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
Aaron Deck. All right, and back we go. It's time now to take a look at the starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. And call for a free quote. And for the Brenham Cubettes, it'll be Mackenzie Thiemann leading things off playing shortstop. Batting second will be the center fielder, Alden Jacks. Batting third will be the third baseman, Leighton Davis. Batting fourth, first baseman, Harbor Castillo. Batting fifth will be the pitcher, Kylie Baker. Batting sixth, second baseman, Allie Thiemann. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Sandra Prieto. Batting eighth will be the designated player, J.C. Hager. And she'll be hitting for the right fielder, McKenna Kimmich. And doing the catching will be Isabel Hyatt. And for the runner, Lady Rangers, leading off will be the third baseman, Kylie Newland. Batting second, shortstop, Christina Lucio. Batting third will be the first baseman, Lyselle Garcia. Batting fourth will be the catcher, Haley Hoover. Batting fifth, center fielder, Annalisa Ferrer. Batting sixth, the pitcher, Haley Guajardo. Batting seventh, left fielder, Michaela Gulley. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, Melina Correa. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Bree Bedare. And that is a look at your starting lineups as the coaches are meeting for the for the meeting at home plate. And we'll be back with more of the pregame after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
All right, as we come back here, and now it's time to take a look at your weather forecast, and your game time weather update is brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And right now here at the ballpark, we got 73 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Sun trying to peek out there a little bit. And we got winds blowing at 7 miles an hour out of the east-northeast. And looking for sunset tonight at 7:48. Humidity currently at 40%. And then looking into your overnight, supposed to one more cool night. Not as bad as this morning. This morning it was 47, which kind of caught us off guard. And then, but only 54 tomorrow morning. And then looks like for the future, that should be it for the below 60 weather. And then, of course, rain in the forecast coming up this weekend.
I tell you what, Doug, if the thing of it is, When we've had 80, 85 degrees and all of a sudden it drops down to 47, you're going to notice the difference.
Oh, yes. And we're now waiting. The umpires are here. The players are taking the field. And we still got fans following in here over to Rudder. Road game tonight. Oh, we want to wish best of luck to the Brenham Cub baseball team while we've got a chance here. Cubs are over in Montgomery taking on the Bears tonight. And if the Cubs can win that one, Cubs will clinch a playoff spot.
Yeah, the Cubs have put themselves in a very, very good position. They found a way to sweep every series that they've had thus far this spring. And right now they're playing really, really good baseball. We had the opportunity to do that game last Thursday night. And it is by far one of the premier performances of the Brenham Cubs that you and I have seen this year.
Yep. And so while they're going ahead and doing the announcements here, now we're going to go ahead and take one more break and be back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubs softball teams this season.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All right, back we go. And just want to let you know our pregame show was sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Water Well Services, Computer Helpers, Plan North Architecture, Apple Ford, Greenspan Profiles, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts, Brenham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Blinn College, Tekla Toyota, Branded Graphics, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services. And don't forget, of course, a lot of things are coming up this evening. We'll have our Mattress Guys pillow giveaway come in a little while. And so be sure to listen for your chance to win. In the meantime, Cubettes dressed down in their black road uniforms and Runner dressed down in their white home uniforms with the hunter green pinstripes. And now I believe it's about time for our national anthem, and then we'll get this one officially underway.
And Coach Kyle Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please stand as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight of the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave over the land of the free and the home of the
Play ball. All right, and we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company, Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company, home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskant Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Exceptional driver training.
building confident drivers one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
All right, back we go, and we're ready to get underway. Haley Guajardo warming things up. She'll be working into Haley Hoover behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Lysel Garcia at first base. Brie Vidori at second. Left side of the infield, Christina Lucio at short. Kylie Newland at third. Into the outfield, Annalisa Ferrer in center. Franked in right by Molina Carrera. And in left by Michaela Gully. And for the Cubs, it'll be Mackenzie Tiemann to lead things off. Tiemann, one of three seniors on the team. And next Friday night, be sure you're in Brenham for the final regular season game, and they're going to be honoring the seniors, Mackenzie Tiemann, Kylie Baker, and Kate Martin. They will be having their final night in a Cubette uniform. And Guajardo going to take one last walk around the circle, and she's about ready to bring the first pitch.
Doug, did you make a comment about that wonderful anthem, national anthem?
Oh, not on air.
Man, that guy is, gentleman, is amazing.
Fantastic. And the first pitch is, well, I think that was a ball 1-0. Didn't see a signal from the home plate umpire. Next one, that one's outside, and it's 2-0 to Tiemann.
He's got a counter.
No. Yeah, it is 2-0, so we were right. And that one up and in a ball, and it's 3-0. Coach is in place for the Cubs. Head coach Katie Roberts at third base, and assistant coach Kelly Baker down at first base. And the 3-0 pitch is a strike called, and it's 3-1. Dimensions here in Rudder, 200 down the sidelines and to the foul poles, and then 220 to straightaway center. And ball four down on low, and it's Mackenzie Tiemann drawing the leadoff walk. And that'll bring up the center fielder, Alden Jacks.
That's how we want to start the game, get the leadoff runner on base.
And Tiemann with good speed. Something tells me she may not be at first base very long. Infielder's playing in, looking for a possible bunt opportunity here. And Jack swings and misses, and Tiemann on the run, and she is into second base with a steal.
I tell you what, good job there by Alden Jacks. Purposely on a very, very late swing, giving Mackenzie, which she didn't need it, but a great job there by Alden.
And so an 0-1 count. Next pitch coming, and Jax fouls that one over to the right side, now to play. And 0-2 now. Leighton Davis waiting on deck. And this one, a ground ball to second. And their only play is to first, and they get the out there on Jax. But Jax does do her job and moves Tiemann over to third base. And so now it'll be up to Davis to try to get the first run of the game home.
Yeah, excellent job there by Alden, going with the pitch and taking it to the right side of the field, giving even Mackenzie an extra step.
And Davis takes the first pitch, and therefore a strike, 0-1 from Guajardo. And next pitch swung out and missed, and it's 0-2. And strike three called. Davis caught looking for out number two. And that'll bring up Harper Castillo. It'll be up to Castillo to try to get a hit here and bring that run home. Coach Roberts tinkering with her lineup a little bit. Got some of her players in different spots in the order. And this one back in the middle. And Castillo a base hit. And that will score Tiemann with the first run of the ball game. And that'll make it 1-0 Cubettes. And Mackenzie Tiemann just scored the first run of the ball game. And that is brought to you by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And pitches up high ball to Kylie Baker. And Baker takes the next pitch high, and it's 2-0. So run is in. Brenham strikes first here. Hardo's next pitch is, and the throw down as Castillo was going, and she's going to be in the second with a steal. And let's see.
3-0.
Yeah, 3-0 count. And that one, ball four, and Baker draws the walk. So that'll put two on for the Cubettes and bring a Bally team in. And I believe Coach is going to get a runner here for Baker.
Net. 10.
Okay.
Payson Gurka.
So Payson Gurka on to run for Baker. And Allie team in the batter. And she will take the first pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. Runners first and second, two outs in the inning. Guajardo set, next pitch. That is taken for a ball, and it's 1-1. Team in getting started, second. She's been missed versatility for the team this year. Also, that starts at shortstop and in center field. And that one up high for a ball, and it's 2-1. We're hard already. Next pitch. And Tiemann smacks this one.
Fair ball. Line,
fair ball. And runner coming home and scoring is going to be Castillo. RBI single for Tiemann, and then on the throw home.
Everybody moves up one.
Yeah, Gurka moved all the way over to third, and Tiemann is at second, and now that's going to bring up Sandra Prieto as the Cubettes now lead it 2-0.
Few Cubettes getting in on the action.
And Prieto takes the first pitch, blowing away a ball. 1-0.
Tell you what, that left fielder previously, Doug, made a throw all the way to the plate. Yep. Made it closer than what I was thinking it would be.
And next pitch is ball 2-0. Yeah, the throw was there, just Harper a little bit too quick to get for them to get her. And that one down low, ball three. Guajardo with a look in. And that one, taking ball four, and Prieto will draw the walk. And so that will load the bases now for J.C. Hager. Hager, designated player for this evening, hitting for the right fielder, McKinnica Mitch. Takes the first pitch up high for a ball, and time is called. And Rutter going to get a visit to the mound, or to the circle, I should say. And also want to remind folks, coming up later on tonight, we've got Astros baseball, Astros and the Rockies, game two of their series, and we're going to join that one with the first pitch at 7:40. Astros trying to bounce back after a tough loss last night. And then we'll also, in a little while, try to get some scores on the Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers. Due to the weather that's expected for later this weekend, they're, instead of single games, they're both ended up playing doubleheaders today. And so we'll see if we can get that for you as well. And that one in there, a strike, 0-1, or excuse me, 1-1 on J.C. Hager.
Hope they get it right this week.
Yeah. And Hager, this one's going to be
oh,
in.
Great piece of
right
hitting.
Center base hit. That's going to score one and two. So it's going to be a two-run single for Hager. And now they got Hager in a run down. And throw to home plate, and it's dropped, and so scoring. The whole crew, Baker, Tiemann, and Prieto score, and makes it now 5-0, Cubettes. And we'll bring up Isabel Hyatt. So now after Davis made the second out of the inning, the Cubettes have had five straight runners reach base. And Hager down at second base. Hyatt batting here. And that one up and in a ball is 1-0.
Tell you what, Coach Roberts doing exactly what she wanted to do, get on the board first.
Yep. And next pitch, I'd say that one, that is a foul ball down the third base line. And it's 1-1.
That was close.
Yep. Runner at second, two down. With Hyatt coming up here, that means the Cubettes have batted around in the inning, and Hyatt
sends
one into left field. And left fielder, she's got a good arm, made the throw to home plate, and so Hager staying put. And Hyatt ends up all the way at second base on the throw home and brings up Mackenzie Tiemann now. Tiemann the 10th batter of the inning for the Cubettes. She walked and later came home and scored a run. Yeah, that one bounced up there a ball. And that one back up the middle. That's a base hit. That's going to score two. Center fielder bobble the ball, and Tiemann will end up at second base. And makes it now 7-0, Cubettes. And Thomas Cole. And it looks like we're going to have a pitching change here in the first inning. So we will take, while they're doing the pitching change, we'll send you back to the studios and let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Hawley, financial advisor. Edward Jones. Making sense of investing? Member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great-tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times, Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Nevere, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
And the new pitcher is going to be Garcia. She and Guajardo just flip-flop. Garcia coming in to pitch and Guajardo going to first. And this pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on the insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance, 836-3613 in Brenham. And the first pitch is a ball 1-0 to Alden Jacks. And as we come back, we're still on the top of the first inning. Cubettes leading this one 7-0. Still batting. You got Mackenzie Tiemann down there at second base. Alden Jacks in the batter's box. And Jacks takes a ball. It's 2-0. And this one is a strike call, 2-1. And Garcia with a look in. Next pitch. That one outside of ball. Runner going and throw down. Tiemann's in there with a stolen base. That's a team in the third.
We might run out of paper today.
Yeah. And this one, ground ball in the hole. It's short. Throw to first, and she's going to beat it out for the infield hit. And Tiemann scores to make it 8-0, Cubettes. And that'll bring up Leighton Davis. Davis struck out earlier this inning. Now comes the thing she doesn't want. Nobody ever wants to make two outs in the same inning.
You got that right.
Yeah, that one up high for a ball.
It wasn't Alden, so and we know what's going through Layden's mind.
Yeah, 2-0 count. And that one is taken for a ball. 3-0 count now on Davis. And that one is a strike runner going, and in there at second base, stolen base for Alden Jacks. Three balls and a strike. Cubs leading it 8-0 here in the top of the first. And she fouls that one off, and that'll make it 3-2, full count now on Leighton Davis. Skips away, and it's ball four, and Davis draws the walk. Yeah, it's just going to keep going right to second. And it'll be Harper Castillo to the plate. Davis now with 9 straight batters that have reached base after Davis had made that second out. Castillo single, an RBI single, scored a runner first time up. And she fouls that one over towards the on-deck circle where Baker's waiting. And you know, Baker's got to be feeling pretty good knowing she's going to go out to the bottom of this inning with at least an 8-run lead.
Well, I'm telling you, minimum.
And that one taken for a ball, and it's 1-1.
Good speed on the base pass, base hit. Be two more.
And that one up high for a ball. It's 2-1. And next pitch.
There it is.
Base hit in the right. And that will score Jacks and Davis a 2-run single for Castillo. That gives her 3 RBIs in the game to go along with 2 hits. And makes it 10-0 Cubettes with Kylie Baker, the batter. And this one, ground ball to third. Newland knocks it down. And throw to first, and that is out number 3. So in the inning, the Cubs do put up 10 runs. They lead it 10-0, going to the bottom of the first. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring. Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barndominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
All right, as we go out here, Kylie Baker in the circle. And she'll be working to Isabel Hyatt behind the plate, right side of the infield. And Harper Castillo at first. Allie teaming at second. McKenzie teaming at short. Leighton Davis at third. In the outfield, Alden Jackson center, flanked and right by McKenna Kimmich, and left by Sandra Prieto. And Kylie Newland to lead things off for the Rudder Lady Rangers. Brenham leading this one 10-0, bottom of the first inning. Newland made a great play to end the top half of the inning. Bottom half here underway. And pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch. And that was a high pop out into shallow right field, and Allie teaming back. And makes the grab for out number one.
Hey, good job there by Allie. Ball hit right behind Harper Castillo, and Allie gets over there, gets under it, and makes the play.
And that'll bring up Christina Lucio now. And Thomas Gall, umpire, saying something to the Brenham bench there. And Lucio steps in, left-hand batter, facing the right-hand pitcher. And she takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. And swung on and missed, and it's quickly here, 0-2. Strike three called, and there is one, strikeout number one for Kylie Baker. And that'll bring up the pitcher, LaSalle Garcia. And pitch from Baker, swung out and missed, and it's 0-1. And I'm one up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. And swung and a miss. Quickly, 1-2. And that one outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes now on Garcia, with Haley Hoover, the catcher, waiting on deck. And she fouls that one over, almost right by Hoover, who's in the on-deck circle. And swung on and missed, and then strikeout number two. And that is also a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And three up and three down. Well, where is my... What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They made banking fun. Member FDIC. And we go to the second inning. Cubs lead it 10-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
La Fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown, too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
All right, as we come back here, and Garcia tuning up, she'll be looking at Allie Tiemann, Sandra Prieto, and J.C. Hager. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Rudder High School, Brenham Cubettes, and the Rudder Lady Rangers in this District 17 5A matchup. And conversation in the circle. And Tiemann will step in here now. And the first pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Tiemann, a sophomore this season, had an RBI single and scored a runner first time up. And that one up high for a ball, 2-0. Taking a ball, and it's 3-0 now on Tiemann. And that one is a strike called. Tiemann started to take the trot down the first, thinking she had a walk, but she's going to have to come back and face at least one more pitch from Garcia. And inside, ball 4, and that will draw the walk. And now that'll bring him Sandra Prieto. And Prieto drew a walk and scored a run her first time up.
Allow the first inning, get the leadoff runner on base. Mm-hmm. Add to that total.
And already a fifth walk for runner pitching. And swung and a miss, kind of a haphazard swing, but that was, probably a busted hit and run play, but Tiemann makes it in the second uncontested anyway. And it's 0-1 on Prieto. Takes a ball, it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Runner at second, nobody out. And ball 2-1. And this one, ground ball, knocked down by Newland.
Stop.
Throw to first and gets the out. on Prieto. And great play there. And now I'll bring up J.C. Hager as Thiemann moves over to third base. Hager with a two-run single and scored a runner first time up.
The game might be up.
And that one ticking for a strike. See if you're going to get that hit and bring that run in. And taking all the way, a ball, and it's 1-1. And that one gets away, and coming in on the wild pitch to score is Allie Thiemann. And that'll make it 11-0. And that one up high for a ball, 2-1. And throw 3-1, excuse me. Cummins with 10 runs in the first inning, one so far here in the second. Hager sends us one out. High fly ball. That's going to go up against the fence. And she's digging for two. She's got a shot at three as the throw comes in. And she's in there with a stand-up triple. Hager now 2-for-2.
She's having a day for herself so far.
And we're just getting started, and now that'll ring up Isabel Hyatt, the catcher. And this one is going to be in there for a base hit, and Hyatt 2-for-2, and she's going to bring home a run as Hager scores to make it now 12-0 Cubettes. And we go back to the top of the order with Mackenzie Thiemann. And Hyatt going to come out. Going to get a courtesy runner.
That will be Casey Martin.
And so Martin batting now. Or excuse me,
running.
Martin running for Hyatt. As team comes up to bat, McKenzie's been on base both times, triple and a single, two runs scored and two RBIs, and also two steals. No balls on strike. And takes down low. 1-1. And this one going to be sent out to shallow center. And that's going to drop in for a hit. But they're going to throw to second. And get the runner there. Hyatt had the hold, or I should say the courtesy runner there. It was actually Martin that was running. And she had to hold up because she didn't know that was going to be caught or not when it dropped in. So she is erased. And Hyatt aboard on the single, and that brings up Mackenzie Thiemann. Or actually, or is that, no, that's Jax, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Alden Jax.
Oh, yeah. Team of the board on fielder's choice. Next pitch. And Jackson's just won a fly ball, and that is going to get over the right fielder's head up against the fence. Tiemann is going to score. And racing to third base is going to be Jax with another triple in this inning. And now 13-0 Cubettes. And that one up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes, 2 outs. Cubettes leading 13-0. And Davis will take a strike. 1-1. And this one is going to be a pop fly into right. That's going to scoot all the way to the fence. Coming in to score is Jackson. Davis is going to be at second. And she runs over there and gets herself another triple. And now 14-0 for Brown. Time is called. Castillo stepping out. And the one is back to the circle. Their only play is to first get the out. Yeah. And that will retire the side. In the inning, though, the Cubs do tack on 5 more runs. And we head to the bottom of the inning. And it is Brenton 14 and runner, nothing. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
All right, as we come back here to the bottom of the second inning, Cubettes lead at 14-0. Kylie Baker in the circle. She'll be looking at Haley Hoover and Lisa Ferrer and Haley Guajardo. Doug Brown and Tommy Langley with you from Runner High School. And we're ready as the umpire gives okay for the first pitch. Swung on and missed, 0-1.
Ooh, good fastball there. Oh, just on that inside corner. Couldn't catch up to that one.
And that one foul back, 0-2.
Doug, I blinked.
Yeah.
I did blink.
Even though we got that netting in front of us.
Oh, my goodness. It was coming right this way.
Oh, yeah. So the netting had not been there.
That's
been
not uncommon. That's not uncommon. Ooh. Good pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Just off that outside corner.
1-2.
That pitch was almost identical.
Two balls and two strikes. And that one sent high and deep and gone.
Gone.
Home run, Haley Hoover over the left field fence. And that will get the runner Lady Rangers on the board. That thing, she just got it up there and it kept carrying.
I tell you what, she got that one right in the wheelhouse, and she gave it a ride.
And so a 14-1 game as the infielders come in to have a word with Baker.
I know it hurts to give up a run and a hit, but, you know.
And pitches a ball, 1-0. And next pitches ball is 2 balls, no strikes now on Ferrer. And strike one.
Hey, came back with a good fastball.
Two-one pitch. Swung on a miss, 2-2. Time is called. Ferrer needed a minute to tie a loose shoelace.
Home run made Kylie mad.
Yeah. 2-2. And that one back over to second base, teaming up with it.
There you go.
Throws on to Castile, and it's one away. And down on strikes. Brings up Michaela Gully.
Isn't that Guajardo?
Oh, no, excuse me. Yeah, you're right. This is Guajardo. And pitched inside for a ball.
Oh, he gave her a strike.
Oh, okay.
We'll take it.
Yeah. And swung out and missed.
Came back with smoke.
Yeah. And that one is fouled away. Swung on the nest, and that is number 3. And now I'm going to bring up Michaela Gully. A strike call in zone 1.
Another really pretty pitch just above the knees on that inside corner.
It's Swung and a miss. Strike two. And so 0-2 count. Here we go.
Got her.
Yeah, strike three. And that is number four for Callie Baker. And that is career strikeout number 300. And they're going to have a little quick mini stoppage here in the game while they make the presentation. Or actually, they're just going to send her back to the dugout. And while they're doing that, let's send you back to the studios. Cubs lead at 14-1 onto the third inning. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Vasquez Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
And as we come back, it's time now for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the third caller to the KWHI studio at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Malouz Z pillow from the Mattress Guys, valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski invites you to stop by his store, 2668 Highway 36 South in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide collection of pillows and sheets. Remember, one pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And it is Kylie Baker leading things off. She takes the first pitch for a ball. It'll be Baker followed by Allie Tiemann and then Sandra Prieto. And pitch to Baker is taken for a ball. It's 2-0. Cubs with 10 runs in the first inning, 4 in the second. Runner got one of those back in the bottom of the second inning. And pitch taken for a ball. Oh, he called a strike. Net. Kind of a delayed call there, and it's 2-1. And Baker swings and misses, and it's 2-2. And that one up high for a ball. And it's a full count now, 3-2. And Baker sends this one a fly ball out to center. Center fielder back and makes the catch over
what
the shoulder.
Catch.
And a big catch there by Annalisa Ferrer. And that'll bring up Allie Tiemann. Tiemann's been on base both times, single, walk, scored a couple of runs and drove in a run. And that one taken down low for a ball. 1-0 count. Thank you. And next pitch is taken for a strike. And that one fouled away and just got a couple of finals in and game one of their respective doubleheaders. Burton Lady Panthers defeat Snook 16-0. And on the baseball side, Burton Panthers beat Somerville 15-0. So
two big wins.
Yeah. And now they'll play the other half of those doubleheaders in a little bit.
Foul ball.
That one's fouled off a Tiemann's foot. And so count will remain 1-2. And that one up high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. And it's one down the line. Fair ball. And Tiemann's got a hit, and she's on base for the third time tonight. And now that'll bring up Sandra Prieto.
We got a pinch hitter, Doug.
Oh, pinch hitter. And
Pace and Gurka.
And Gurka going to bat for Prieto. Good opportunity for her to get in a plate appearance with a 14-1 lead. And Gurka on the line, smoked that one, but it was foul.
Hey, what? Hit a blue darter down that third baseline.
And an 0-1 count.
Pacing's up there. I'm showing y'all I can hit.
Yeah. And that one up high for a ball. Tiemann fakes a break but doesn't go. And that one down the line again, foul ball. And 1-2 on Gurka. One ball, two strikes. Garcia with a long look in. And that one is taken for a ball, and it's 2-2. And she pops this one up, heading foul, first baseman over, but going to hit on top of the runner dugout and go out of play.
Not a lot of foul territory here, Doug.
Not much. And that one inside is going to be fisted and called. Oh, oh, almost had it and it dropped. And so Gurka will reach base. Yeah, let's see how they scored that one. Yeah, it's coming up next. McKenna Marstairs is yes. Going to bat. So two runners aboard now. They did give Gurka a signal on that one.
I was going to make the bet on it because she had to die for it, Doug.
And I was thinking the same thing, but wanted to be sure. And Marstairs, that's going to get through for a single. Tiemann is going to score. And they're going to hold the runner up at third. And that'll make it 15-1 now. And another pinch hitter. And this is going to be Reagan Wall is going to bat for Isabel Hyatt. Yeah, it looks like Hager's going to come back in and run for Marsters.
Only one we got to get in is Braylon Strait.
Yep. And that one foul back. 0-1 count. Cubs lead at 15-0. They've scored in every inning so far. And that one down the line, foul. She was shooting for the right field corner. Is going to be a little flare out of the center. That's going to drop. And coming in to score. And they're going to go in a second. She saves.
Another
one. Another one run is in. Hager comes on. It's going to be a two-run pinch single for Wall. And brings up Mackenzie Tiemann. Now is it 17-1, Cubettes. And that one up high for a ball. 1-0 count. Yeah, still just one out in the inning. Next pitch from Garcia. That one, another little flare. That's going to drop. And they're going to hold the runner at third base. And for Tiemann, she's been on base every time so far. That brings up Alden Jacks. Jacks is 2-for-3. Single, triple, two RBIs. And a couple of runs scored. And that one is a ball, 1-0. Oh, they're going to call call the runner for leaving early. So two down. And swung on it, and foul tipped away. Yeah. And that is strike three. And Jack Scott looking out of retirement on the side. Three more runs have come across for the Cubs. They lead it 17-1 as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linky Welding. Visit KorthandLinkyWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
And back we go to the bottom of the third inning. Cubs lead it 17-1. And it is Kylie Baker in the circle. And Melina Correa, the first batter here. And she'll take a little bit high ball. It's 1-0. And congratulations go out to Paula Baker, the winner of our Mattress Guys giveaway inning. And swung on a miss, actually calling that one in from the stands.
I'm telling you, congratulations, Paula.
Yeah. And pitch is taken for a strike, 1-2.
Kylie came back with a knee-high strike just on the inner part of the outside corner. Pretty pitch.
Swung and a miss down on strikes. Strikeout number 5 for Baker. And that is going to bring up the second baseman, Bree Vidori.
One out closer.
Yeah. And that one outside for a ball, and it is 1-0.
Tell you, Kylie's pumped right now.
Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Well, she's out there with a 16-run lead, and she's got plenty of cushion to work with.
That makes life pretty easy.
Oh, yeah. Just got to go up there and throw strikes. And that one up high ball, and it's 2-1.
Tell you what, if they can go on and finish this inning and win this thing. There you go.
And that one's a strike, 2-2.
That'll keep the momentum going for the Cubettes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that one up high for a ball. 3-2, a full count now.
Just those strikes.
After this, we go back to the top of the runner batting order with Kylie Newland, who's waiting on deck.
Yeah. Ooh,
and
just off.
A little
just
high missed that ball four. First walk issued by Baker. And that'll bring up Newland.
You don't want to get back to Hoover.
No. And pitches up high for a ball.
And Newland's made a couple of pretty good plays over there at third base.
And try to call time. And umpire did, I don't think, gave it to her. Or if he did, it was a really late call. And one taken for a strike. Yeah, it was 1-1, so he must have given it to her at the last second.
Really good pitch and another knee-high strike.
And that one fouled away. And it's 1-2 now. And down low for a ball. 2-2. And by ball three.
Let's go, Kylie. Don't lose her.
And ball four, second straight walk by Baker. Newland reaches. And now that'll bring up Christina Lucio's Teeman and Castillo go over to have a word with Baker. Might be a case of being a little too pumped up.
Yeah, just throw strikes. Just that's all you got to do. Just throw strikes.
Be brought down to earth again. A runner now with two on. And only one out. And that one taken for a strike. It's 0-1. And, of course, don't forget we've got Astros baseball coming your way. And about an hour and a half, Astros and the Colorado Rockies, game two of their series. Swung on and missed, and 0-2.
Whatever they said to her made a difference.
Yeah. And the 0-2.
Got her.
And it's strike three, two down now. And so it comes down to Garcia here in the bottom of the third inning.
Let's put this thing away. Seal it.
And that one inside for a ball. It's 1-0.
You got to get this girl. There's no place to put Hoover.
No. And
oh, there you go. I like that pitch. It was on that outside corner.
And that one taken for a ball, 2-1. And a pie for a ball, 3-1 now. And ball four. Third walk of the inning loads the bases.
That's three walks in a row.
And now to bring up Haley Hoover. No place to put her. She had the home run the last time up. Pitch is taken outside for a ball. It's 1-0. That one inside for a ball. 2-0. Or no, saying 1-1.
Is he saying 1-1?
Yeah, he just flashed it up there, 1-1.
Okay.
And that one, high fly ball out to left.
Ball
and they're going to make the grab, and that is out number three. Well, let's be sure on that first.
Yeah, they're lining up.
That is it. And so that's your ball game final score. Cubs win it 17-1. And that will take us to the post-game show in this broadcast. Brenham Combat Softball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The post-game show made possible by Conjura Towel, Performance Health and Wellness, Tillman Construction, The Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walshick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Odie Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, DDM Pipe and Seal, and TNA Services. Back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? Tielemann Construction has been serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during the baseball-softball season.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Conjura Tile says, go, play, win.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
All right, we welcome you back to the Brenham Combat Postgame Show here on KWHI. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Rudder High School. And a big win for the Combats tonight, a 17-1 stomping. Brian Rudder game ending in just three innings.
Oh, I'm telling you, Doug, they came out, they wanted to make a statement early. Allie Tiemann gets on base, and you know, they end up getting 10 runs in that first inning, and actually, I feel they could, the score could have been worse, but
yeah.
I think we called it off just a little bit.
Yeah.
But a very good performance here. The Cubettes, yeah, had a good performance.
And we got Harper Castillo joining us here. And Harper, what a way for y'all to get started. How about that? A 10-run first inning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, y'all came in. This is one of the games y'all needed to win, and y'all were able to come out and strike early and often. What was y'all's mindset going into that first inning today?
I know we definitely tried to get over our heads, just come in with a good mindset, doing it for each other, knowing that we needed this win to have a better look at playoffs. and just come out, not think anything, not think too much about it, and just hit the ball.
Yeah, and then how about Kylie tonight hitting a big milestone as well?
Yes, sir. That was really exciting for her. It's really cool that we got to be a part of that, and it was really cool that we got to celebrate her.
Yeah, and now coming up Friday night, y'all get to rematch with Huntsville, and wish all the best of luck on that. Let's keep it rolling.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Now we're going to get J.C. Hager in here now. And, J.C., a couple of big hits. You had the two-run single there in the first and then the triple there a little bit later on in the game. Tell us, what were you seeing up there at the plate tonight?
I had a talk with McKenzie right before, and she just said, get in the front of the box, hit it before it gets low, because she was really slow tonight. And just having her little feedback right before the bat was just really helpful. Made me very confident, especially I really needed that after the past couple games, so it made me feel a lot better.
And, you know, that played so many close games this year, and it's like, how did it feel to be one where y'all could just relax a little bit out there?
It felt great. They're really at close games. It's tough when we don't win them. So just being ahead, winning 17-1, it's just such a great feeling.
And then, of course, y'all got to be a part of a big milestone for Kylie tonight. And what was that like out there?
It was really nice, like, getting to be a part of that with her. I think since I've been here, we haven't been able to do that since Della. It's just been such a great, like, milestone for her to hit. She really needed that, too.
All right, J.C., thanks for joining us. And speaking of which, let's get Kylie in here. And, Kylie, not really nighttime yet. Still early, probably late afternoon here, but big win for the team. And how about your offense coming out and spotting you 10 runs right off the bat?
Yes, sir. I think the offense did a really good job making sure they were coming out ready to take advantage of what the pitcher was throwing us. And I think they capitalized on what the pitcher was throwing us, and that allowed us to be able to have confidence going into the rest of the game and be able to give us a good comfort zone.
Yeah, and then just up and down the lineup, this is one of those games. It's good because you got to also get everybody in the game and give them a chance to contribute.
Yes, sir. I think it was really good that we were able to get everybody a chance to at least go in at some point, whether in the game where they went in to hit or run or whatever they did, just because it helps them feel involved more than what just cheering and stuff. So I think it just is really good that we got to incorporate all of them in, and it was a really good milestone we hit tonight with getting the win.
Yeah, and, of course, your milestone tonight, 300 career strikeouts. And I know you appreciated getting to go out there and celebrate that with your teammates.
Yes, sir. It means the world to me because without my teammates, I would not have been here. So just their support throughout all of it and the support of all the coaches really is what helped me get here.
All right, Kylie, thanks for joining us and congratulations. And we're going to get Coach Roberts in here now.
Oh, you're welcome.
And, Coach, good win here tonight. Y'all came out and took care of business.
We did. I was happy offensively. We made an adjustment and hit more, you know, hard ground balls, line drives versus when we've been facing slower pitchers, you know, at the beginning of districts. We found ourselves hitting the ball hard, but it was a lot of fly balls. So I thought that was kind of the game changer in our run production today.
And Kylie, another great outing here. And, of course, so great for her to get that milestone in, hitting the 300 strikeout plateau.
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely tell you, especially with her injury, it's a huge accomplishment. This game has turned, you know, in the past years where it's just an offensive game in general. So strikeouts are hard to come by, and especially with the strength of schedule that we play. So I think it's a huge accomplishment for her.
And also a good game as well because with the lopsided score, you're able to get, I think, everybody off the bench and get them a little bit of playing time tonight.
Yeah, I could tell they were a little nervous because they're young and, you know, they haven't had a lot of opportunities yet, but that's how they get them. And so I kept having to say, we're dominating the ball game, you know, step in and just relax. But, yeah, it's nice whenever, you know, everybody can get in. I think we've got everybody but one in, actually, to be honest. Oh. But, yeah, good for them to experience that, especially for the future.
Well, and especially on a night where everything has been kind of crazy in district this year, a night where y'all could get the big lead and just kind of sit back and relax a little bit. That had to feel good, too, tonight, I guess.
Absolutely. You know, we've been in a lot of pressure games lately. So for them to, you know, have a little confidence, relax, and I was proud of, you know, the first inning, how we scored a lot of runs with two outs, and kids just came kept producing. So just a lot of fun.
All right. Well, two wins in a row. Now you're heading to Huntsville coming up on Friday. And we know that they're a scrappy team, and going to be another challenge for you.
Oh, absolutely. We were 10 innings the last time we played them. And the other night it was 1-0. College Station beat them, so I know they're playing well. So we're really going to have to be in it to take care of business.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us, and we'll let you go back and celebrate with your team.
We appreciate you all. Thank you.
All righty, and we'll be back with more of the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
The Whataburger Bacon Steakhouse Double is back. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double, available only at Whataburger for a limited time. Download the app.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
All right, as we come back here, time to take a look at the final stats for this evening. And for Mackenzie Tiemann, she was on base all four times, had two singles, a walk, a fielder's choice, and also stole a couple of bases and scored three runs at two RBIs. Alden Jacks was 2-for-4, had a single, a triple, two RBIs, two runs scored and a steal. Leighton Davis was 1-for-3 with a triple, RBI, run scored, and a walk. Harper Castillo, 2-for-3, two singles, three RBIs, and a run scored. And Kylie Baker, 0-for-2 officially, but did draw a walk and score a run. Allie Tiemann was on base all three times, two singles, RBI, three runs scored, and a steal. Sandra Prieto, 0-for-1 officially, but did have a walk and score a run. Gurka came off the bench with a single and scored a run. Hager was 2-for-2, single, triple, two runs scored, two RBIs. Marstairs, an RBI single. And then Isabel Hyatt had two hits, an RBI and a run scored. And Reagan Wall, single, and two RBIs as well. And then that is a look at the stats. And when Tommy and I come back, we'll name our John Breen star of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate, marketing, and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now to name our John Breeden star of the game. And, Tommy, we have several candidates that could qualify.
I tell you what, they're, you know, all up and down the lineup, there were a number of, you know, qualified individuals. But I tell you what, to be honest with you, there was one young lady, one of your guests this evening. She had just a really, really good night. 2 for 2, a single, a triple, 2 RBIs and scored 2 runs. So, J.C. Hager, what a job you did this evening with the bat. Congratulations, our John Breeden, star of the game.
And the star of the game sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 Outday Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
These tractors are the benchmark of real utility. New Holland Workmaster Series 55, 65, and 75. Tractors from WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy bring together high utility and lower ownership costs to maximize your productivity. With up to 75 horsepower, a power shuttle, and less maintenance and downtime, you'll get more done faster. Add in an all-weather cab with seating for two, and you've got a tractor that delivers real value. See a Workmaster utility tractor today at WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy. WC Tractor, now with 6 convenient locations to serve you. Find them at wctractor.com.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Waltrip Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Waltrip brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at waltripconstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Waltrip Construction with your building projects. Waltrip Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When's the last time you checked your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors? These small devices are lifesavers, but did you know they have a lifespan? They require regular battery checks and should be completely replaced every 8 to 10 years. At Gilmore Electric Express, we can test, replace, or install detectors in code-compliant locations to make sure your home is protected. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, as we come back here one last time, once again, your final score. Comets win it 17-1 over Brian Rutter, and Comets now go to 4-5 in district play, and we'll see what happens with the rest of the games tonight. But Tommy, a big win and two in a row now, and the Comets starting to see a little more confidence in there.
I tell you what, definitely a big plus. They needed to come in here and make a statement, and as far as I'm concerned, they made a statement this evening. And what they need to do, they just need to enjoy this victory tonight, go out to practice tomorrow, and start thinking about Huntsville because, you know, Huntsville's not going to lay over and die on them, and we're going to have to go up there and play them in their backyard. So,
yeah.
But, that's good. A good performance. Congratulations to Kylie Baker. What an outstanding achievement for her. I'm ready to keep it rolling, Cubettes.
Absolutely. And now this coming Friday, we will be at Fireman's Park. Brenham Cubs taking on Montgomery, and that's a 7 o'clock start time, 6:35 for the first pitch. That's going to do it for us here in Bryan. And I want to thank the good folks here at Rutter for their hospitality this evening. A big thank you to the folks at home for tuning in. Thanks to Elizabeth back at the studio for her always great job on the boards. And thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. For all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.
Play ball!
The post-game show is made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Tielemann Construction, Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports. Thank you for tuning in, everyone, and have a good night.